This is the November-December 2012 edition of the Far East Magazine, narrated by John Doherty. The Far East Magazine looks at the world through a window of mission and is published by St. Columban's Mission Society. Christmas in China by Teddy Collins, China. Father Teddy Collins describes a busy, even frantic Christmas when he lived in Beijing, China. It was a day of many cultures, nationalities, and languages. We foreign teachers are given a holiday on Christmas Eve by the terms of our contract. I normally have 2 writing classes, so I enjoyed the free time. My free time was interrupted when the phone rang. It was the departmental office asking why I was not in class. I had told them, but somehow word never got through. They also reminded me that in the afternoon there was a student concert followed by a meal. But I didn't go, as I wanted to go to the department store to buy a connector, which allows me to listen to my Walkman using the TV speakers. Later, I travelled across town to the Chilean embassy to attend Mass in Spanish. There were about 70 people there when I arrived, and the celebrant was a German priest, and I was delighted to sing in and hear Spanish spoken as I recalled the time I spent in Chile. I arrived home just in time to receive a phone call from Dublin. My caller could hear the Messiah coming through on my TV speakers. Christmas morning meant an early rise to cycle 4 miles to the Shi Tung or West Church for Mass in Chinese. It was a very frosty -6 degrees, so I was glad to get indoors. The church was packed with a large number of men, women and children. The crib had a painted backdrop of Chinese mountains, but the figures were Western in style. The man beside me was in great voice for the Adeste Fideles in Latin. Then it was back to my apartment to get ready for Mass in English for some foreign teachers. We were Canadian, Australian, Indian and Irish. And one of our number is an excellent cook, so we all went on to his flat for roast chicken, potatoes and vegetables, the latter prepared by 2 other teachers. We were joined by a French teacher, a Scot, and his Chinese girlfriend, and a Japanese. Christmas pudding was served with brandy butter to an Aussie recipe, brown sugar instead of caster sugar. I got off lightly, as all I had to do was to buy the wine. Back in my flat, I watched the news. It was my first time getting it, so it was a nice present. And then I received 2 more calls from home, so that ended a memorable day. Father Teddy Collins first worked as a missionary priest in Chile and later spent many years in China as an English teacher. He is now retired to Ireland. The Far East Magazine is copyrighted by St. Columban's Mission Society, and no unauthorized copying, broadcasting, or public performance of this recording is permitted.